Do you ever feel like there's so much pressure to create content in social media that some days you're just out of ideas? You have no idea what to post next. And then you don't post. And then your engagement goes down or your followers go down. And it's just like vicious cycle. Well, I want to help you because I want to share with you my 30-day content calendar. And it doesn't matter what your niche is or what it is you sell or what it is you do or what it is you look like, any of those things. This is 30 days of killer ideas. Like, you're going to get so much inspiration and examples of exactly what's working and how you can make it work for you, depending, of course, your niche or what it is you normally post. Even if most of the time you know what to post, but every once in a while you just hit a block and you can't think of what you need to post. Listen, I want to make this super simple for you. Grab a copy of my 30-day content calendar. Plus, it's free. So you just go to instaclubhub.com/content. Again, instaclubhub.com/content. And as always, the link to that will be in the show notes. So you don't even have to write it down. In fact, you can click on it while you're listening to this episode.
Hey, what's up? And welcome to today's episode of Build Your Tribe. Today, I wanted to talk about my own Instagram predictions for 2023. And if you haven't already listened, I highly encourage you to go back and listen to the episode that my mom put out about a week ago with her social media predictions for 2023. That was episode number 645. And I thought she was spot on with all of her assessments and all of her predictions for the upcoming year. And a lot of those things you're going to hear echoed today because I'm speaking specifically about Instagram. But I also think that because I'm getting more specific about Instagram, I can get a little bit more specific with my predictions. And hopefully you can use some of these predictions to help come up with your own Instagram strategy for 2023 and just plan out your content and your business growth on IG in the coming year. Now, the predictions that I'm going to be making today, similar to my mom's predictions from a week ago, are based on my own experiences using the Instagram platform, my own studying of trends, not just what I'm seeing, but also looking at the actual data, percentages, polls, numbers, things like that. My predictions are based off of conversations that I'm having with other Instagram experts and other social media coaches to talk to them about what they're seeing on Instagram, what trends they're leaning into in 2023. And then also, my predictions are partially influenced by the Instagram trend report, which came out about a week or two ago. And Instagram actually gave me early access to that. And I began talking to them about that project in November of 2022. So I've been thinking about my predictions for a while. And I just tell you that to let you know that I've put some thought into them. And I'm not going to guarantee that they're all going to come true. I don't have a magic crystal ball to tell you exactly what's going to happen in the future. But if you are someone who likes to look at past examples to predict future success, of my 7 predictions for Instagram in 2022, all 7 of them came true in varying degrees. And if you want to check out what those were and why I think that all 7 of them came true, you can check out the reel that I shared on my Instagram on Monday the 19th. It was reviewing my predictions for 2022. I mean, basically breaking down how they were correct or what the actual reality was during 2022. And before we even get into my predictions for 2023, I want to address the most obvious prediction that I think is always going to be true on Instagram and really on all social networks. And that's just that there's going to be a constant state of change. There's going to be constantly new features, algorithm updates, and with that comes new bugs and new glitches. I actually made that one of my predictions for 2022 was that there would be lots of bugs and glitches. And I think this year it was safe to say we saw more bugs, glitches, and malfunctions than we ever have before. But that's not a very bold prediction to make. I think as these social medias continue to grow and get millions and millions of more users and more devices that these platforms can be used on, and they're constantly trying to pump out new features and new capabilities, we're always going to get bugs and glitches. That's just the reality of things. And if it does make you feel any better, we all have to deal with them. Even myself, I deal with plenty of bugs and glitches on a daily basis. It's not really something you can avoid. It's the reality of social media, and it's only going to continue in 2023. All right, so let's jump into my Instagram predictions for this next year. My first prediction is a big jump in the overall quality of content. And with that, I'm going to say an increase in people's expectations for the quality of our content. Now, you know I am a huge proponent of quantity over quality. I think that quantity is how you get to quality, right? I mean, that's practice, more posts, it's how you learn, it's how you get better, it's how your content improves. The way you make a great piece of content is you make a lot of really bad content and you learn as you go. But with that being said, We've all made a lot of content now, or at least a lot of business owners and creators on Instagram have made a lot of reels throughout 2022. Reels were launched in the later half of 2020, and they started to kind of seep into the market in 2021. 2022 was the year where pretty much everyone got on the wave. Everyone started posting reels. I remember at the beginning of this year, it was a very small minority of my followers who were posting regularly on Instagram with their Instagram reels. And now it's the majority of my followers who are posting every single day. So what does that mean? That means more competition, more reels being posted, and a lot more people practicing creating a lot more content. So that means we're all getting better. We're all seeing a lot more reels. And so our overall expectations of the quality of these reels is going to increase. I'm thinking about the early days of movie and cinema. And for those of you who don't know, I actually minored in film in college. And I did it mainly just because I liked watching movies and critiquing them. But I took a class on film in 1934. We were specifically watching films from 1934 and studying kind of that historical time period in cinematography. And one of the things that we learned was that back then, it was the same approach. It was quantity over quality. Major production companies, many of which are still around today, were putting out dozens and dozens of movies every single year with the understanding that most of them probably weren't going to do well. And they would have like one or two, maybe three a year that were like guaranteed smash hits. And the rest of them were kind of just filler content almost. They were movies that it would be great if they did do well, but the expectation was that they probably weren't going to do that well. But the understanding was that these were opportunities to grow and to learn and to practice and to try different things out and to experiment with different areas of filmmaking and different kinds of cinematography and editing and all that good stuff. And I think that's very similar to what Instagram was like this past year. And so I think that in 2023, we're going to see a big increase in the quality of content. And I think that in order to have successful content, in order to have those box office hits and those reels that are getting great engagement and great views, it's going to take that level of quality. And I don't want this to stress you out. I don't want you to feel like, oh my gosh, if it's not a home run, I shouldn't post it. Oh my gosh, if it's not an A+ level work, if it's not my best reel I've ever made, I shouldn't post it. I still want you to keep up the consistency. Consistency is still going to be key, but I do want you to understand, and I do think that my prediction is that the overall expectation of what is a quote unquote good reel, that's going to increase. That's going to jump up and not just slightly increase. I mean, we're going from blurry videos shot in your bathroom where there's not really any lighting, there's not any editing, to now we're going to start to see a little bit better video quality, better editing, better audio, better lighting. And maybe that's not going to be for everyone. And one of my predictions that I'm going to share with you later might even contradict this first one, but I do think that in general, the level of quality is going to increase. My second prediction for 2023 is that we're going to see much lower engagement on trends and remakes of trending audios and those kind of, you know, those pointing and dancing and lip syncing reels. I think we're going to see a lot less engagement on those. And already towards the end of 2022, we've started to see that this is happening. The trends that were working so well in February and March and April of this year, they're just not performing to the same way anymore. And I think that's just because people have seen enough of them. They're kind of getting bored. They're kind of getting overdone. They don't allow you to stand out from the crowd, right? Literally, the point of a trend is to blend in with the crowd. And so unless you're doing the trend better than everyone else or before everyone else or in a unique way that no one else has seen, your trending reels just aren't going to perform the same way in 2023 as they did in 2022. But with that being said, another prediction that I have, this is kind of 2A and 2B. 2B is that I think we're going to see more Instagram-specific trends. I think that we see in 2022, or I should say we saw in 2022, a lot of trends that would originate on TikTok, and then they would migrate their way over to Instagram. And this was even a strategy that we've talked about here at Build Your Tribe, which is trend forecasting. Basically, the idea of going to the place where the trends are originating, which for the most of 2022 has been TikTok, and then being one of the early adapters on Instagram. I think that in 2023, we're actually going to see a lot more trends originating from Instagram. I think there's multiple reasons for this. I think one, with more people creating reels and less people relying on pre-made trends, we're going to see more original content, which will stir up its own trends over on Instagram. I also think that a lot of people are going to be cautious cautious of TikTok potentially getting banned, which, quick sidebar, I don't think that's going to happen, but I do think people are going to be cautious and wary of putting all eggs in the TikTok basket in case it does get banned in the United States. And so they're going to start creating more on Instagram, which just means better content and more original trends on Instagram. So again, to just kind of recap and summarize my second prediction, we're going to see less engagement on trends overall, but we're going to see more specific to Instagram trends.
Hey, I just wanted to interrupt really quickly to let y'all know that the Insta Club Hub is open and available for registration. The Insta Club Hub is my mom and I's Instagram coaching membership where you can learn exactly what you need to know about Instagram. Now, to be totally transparent, you can learn everything you could ever want to know about Instagram in the Insta Club Hub. We literally answer every question ever about Instagram in the club, but that's not our goal. Our goal is to help you learn what you need to know. How does the algorithm actually work? How can you use Instagram to your advantage to start growing a following and start building your customer base from Instagram in less than an hour a day? We want to help you save time and make money from Instagram. There's a link down in the show notes, or you can just visit instaclubhub.com to finally start winning at Instagram by tomorrow.
My third prediction for 2023 is we're going to see DM automation become way more widespread. This was part of one of my predictions for 2022. I expected a lot more people to start using it, and definitely a lot more people did start using DM automation. But I think that in 2023, we're going to see it start being used by the wide majority of people rather than just business owners and creators who are tech savvy and want to increase their revenue and sales while also increasing their engagement. I think that in 2023, it's going to become very widespread. I think it's going to become not quite common practice for everyone, but definitely regular and routine for anyone who's trying to grow a business or a following on Instagram. And with that being said, I also predict that DM automation is going to become a catalyst for sales amongst business owners. As more people are starting to use DM automation and more people are starting to understand the benefits that it provides, which if you're not aware of those, I recommend listening to some of our past Build Your Tribe episodes about Instagram and direct message automation. But I think that the business owners who can really recognize and grab hold of the true capabilities of DM automation are going to win in 2023. And while some people are going to be stuck in the past of promoting a link in their bio or even putting a link on their stories, the Instagram creators and business owners who are taking advantage of DM automation are going to see the most benefits, the most sales, the most new customers, and they're going to maintain their engagement while doing so in this coming year. My fourth prediction for Instagram relates to the algorithm, and it's that the algorithm is going to start prioritizing watch rate over typical engagement stats. So those typical engagement stats are the ones you think of, like, save, share, follow. And already at the end of 2022, we've started to see that the value of a save has been decreasing and the value of watch rate, or the percentage of your video that people are watching, is going to start increasing. And I wouldn't be surprised, and I would actually be very appreciative if Instagram made that stat something that we could check ourselves as the creator. Currently, you can't tell how long someone's been watching your reel for, but that would be an awesome statistic to know in 2023, because I think that's what the algorithm is really going to be focusing on. One of the ways that I think this is going to be achieved is through those reels, and I'm sure you've seen them, where essentially the creator hooks you in, and then rather than teaching you or showing you all the information that you need to know right there in the reel, they're actually directing you to read the caption. So they'll be like, you know, 14 tips in the caption, or 3 free ideas in the caption, or read more in the caption. And I think that that is something that we're going to see more of, definitely at the beginning of 2023, because the algorithm is going to start rewarding watch rate. I think that other forms of engagement can be hacked, if you will. They can kind of be taken advantage of, right? Think about a call to action that I use all the time, which is, don't forget to save this post. Well, now the post is getting thousands of saves, but people might not be necessarily spending that much more time on Instagram because of the save. And ultimately, that's what Instagram wants, right? They want their users to be spending more time on the platform. And so if all their users are doing are pressing the bookmark button and then continuing to scroll, that doesn't really benefit Instagram in any way. And so I think Instagram is recognizing that the ultimate form of engagement is someone spending more time with your content. And that also then benefits Instagram, because if they're spending more time with your content, it also means that they're spending more time on Instagram. So I think that that's what the algorithm is going to prioritize, at least at the beginning of 2023. I think as we all start to recognize that and take advantage of it, the algorithm will change again, because that's just how these things go, right? It's a constant game of which came first, the chicken or the egg, when it comes to the algorithm and user habits and the way we create content as business owners. But I do think that at least at the beginning of 2023, that's how the algorithm is going to work. My fifth prediction for Instagram in 2023 is just an overall increased value and importance on community. I think creating a sense of belonging for your followers is going to be a huge way to drive engagement. And in fact, according to Instagram's 2023 trend report, this was something that they noted as well. Overall, people want community. They want engagement, they want relationships, they want to feel connected to the creators whose content they are consuming. They even noted that they want to see podcasts from some of their favorite creators and influencers. They talked about wanting to have in-person meetups and just more community events held on different Instagram pages. And I know I'm saying influencers and creators, but I want you to recognize that even if you don't have 100,000 followers, you are an influencer because you have an influence. Even if you have 20 followers, you have an influence over 20 people. So by that definition, you are an influencer. If you're creating content, you are a creator. I know some people like to use the term content creator or micro influencer or nano influencer, but essentially that's you, that's all of us. And so I think that the value of community is going to be very important in 2023. And one thing that will probably become an actual feature on Instagram, they've already been testing it, but one thing that I think is going to become an actual thing that's legit and rolled out worldwide in 2023 is group profiles. Group profiles on Instagram are going to be very similar to Facebook groups over on Facebook. And again, that's just another thing that's going to drive community and drive a greater sense of belonging and attachment to a single Instagram page. My sixth prediction for Instagram in 2023 is greater use of AI, artificial intelligence tools, for not just coming up with content ideas, but also creating content. Now, I doubt this will become the widespread norm, but I definitely think the highest level creators and the people who are creating the most content and the best content are going to rely on artificial intelligence, at least in some way. I'm going to be totally honest and transparent here. I've already begun using some artificial intelligence tools to come up with content, to write scripts, to transcribe and summarize my own content to help me come up with more ideas in the future. I've even had AI help me come up with ideas for podcast episodes. So it's exciting. I think it's only going to be adopted by the minority, but I do think that those who can use it or can figure out how to use AI tools like ChatGPT and DALL-E 2 and other tools that we haven't even seen yet, I think that those things are going to really unlock the highest level of content creation in 2023. My seventh prediction for Instagram next year is that SEO is going to continue to replace hashtags. One of my predictions for 2022 was that SEO was going to basically phase out hashtags, and that's pretty much come to fruition. Instagram recently released Reels Topics, which is not an official new feature yet, but it will be in 2023. And Reels Topics are essentially Instagram's way of adding in SEO and taking out hashtags. And in general, just adding keywords to your content, to your copy, to your bio, to your comments, those things are really going to become more central and more important if you want to grow and be discovered in 2023. There was even a study done by Hootsuite where they found, and this was in 2022, that posts that relied on SEO keywords performed 30% better in terms of reach than posts that relied on hashtags. So I think that's going to continue in 2023 and even become more prevalent and more widespread. And hopefully, from my perspective, more understood, because I get hundreds of messages every day from people asking me about hashtags. And I always have to tell them the same thing, which is that hashtags should not be your focus or your concern. If you want to use them, if they're helping you, that's awesome. Keep using them. But I don't think that they should be your focus or a source of stress or even just a place where you're spending very much time at all. My eighth prediction for Instagram in 2023 is more authentic content. And that's the one that I said might contradict my first prediction, which again, if you remember, my first prediction was an increase in the quality of content. But I also think that we're going to see more authentic content. Now, here's the difference. You can create something that's authentic. Let's talk about my mom's video where she lost her tooth. That's very authentic. It's genuine. It's in the moment. It's real. But it was still quality, right? Like it wasn't a grainy, blurry video with terrible audio. You could still hear it. You could still see it well. There was still some editing. There were still some captions. The quality of the video was there and the authenticity remained. And this has always been a tricky line to walk, but I think it's going to be one that's important to walk even more in 2023. And it's just finding out the balance between what is like highly produced. And I don't want to say that in like they're scripted out and it's fake and it's edited and it's photoshopped and it's perfected. It still has to feel real. The content, the topic, what you're talking about, the stories you're telling still have to be real and relatable and authentic and genuine. But the actual components of that content, the video quality, like is it HD? Is it blurry? The text, is the text easy to read or is it a font that is like super tough to read and it's cursive and italicized and super thin and it's a bad color and it like blends into the background. You know, that's not a good quality video. That's not more or less authentic. That's just a bad quality video, right? And so I think there's going to be this balance between posting things that are authentic and real and genuine, but also are still up to the level of quality that we expect from people who have been using Instagram Reels for 2 or 3 or even 4 years now for some people. And my final prediction, and this one is a bold prediction because this one, I don't know if Instagram is testing anything like this. I haven't researched it. I haven't spoken to anyone at Instagram who has confirmed or denied this, but this one's kind of like a bold prediction. So the first 8, I would be willing to bet my leg on or bet my life on maybe even. I actually heard that analogy on a podcast recently that there are some things you'd bet your life on, some things you'd bet your leg, some things you'd bet your foot, and some things you'd bet your toe. For this last one, I don't even know if I would bet my toe. Maybe I'd bet like my toenail on this last prediction. But this last prediction is that Instagram is going to give us some way in 2023 to create or share podcast-esque topic in 2023. Something audio related. One of the trends that they brought up on their trend report was that 40% of the people they surveyed said that they want to hear a podcast or podcast audio from the people they follow. And so I think Instagram's going to try to capitalize on that market. And I don't know how they're going to do it. Maybe they'll create a new kind of content. Maybe it'll just be that you can post feed posts and reels that are just audio only. I don't really know. I'm super interested. This is my prediction, though. This is my bold prediction that I'm not super sure about, but I'd be interested to see. And I could very realistically see Instagram creating some sort of audio-based content similar to a podcast in 2023. We'll see though. Don't quote me on that one. Like if you're going to pull out a quote from this episode, maybe pull out a quote from the first 20 minutes and not from the 1 minute where I came up with a bold prediction that I'm willing to bet my toenail on. But I'd love to hear what your thoughts are. My mom said at the end of her episode last week that the best place to get in contact with her is on Instagram. And I'd agree with that. That's where I am most active as well. So if you shoot me a direct message, that's usually the best way to get in contact with me. I would love to hear your thoughts, your predictions. I'm also sharing my own Instagram predictions in Reels format over on Instagram. So maybe you want to comment on that post and tell me if you love my predictions, if you hate my predictions, if you think I'm totally wrong, if you think I'm out of pocket, or if you think I'm spot on and you're excited. Let me know and I would love to chat more. Thank you so much for listening. I do want to say that before this podcast ends, whether this is the first episode you've listened to all of 2022 or you've listened to every single episode, I appreciate you. My mom and I both truly, we appreciate you so much for listening. So thank you for spending your time with me today and have a great rest of your day. And as always, happy networking.